First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Hawkeye, this is Jerry. Give me a call when you get a chance. My number is 6755. Give me a call. I need to talk to you ASAP. Bye. We gone.
End of message.
Well, I'm so glad you called in to see if the message had changed. And yes, indeed, it is in the process of changing at this very moment. Is your life a TV script? Is your life an advertisement in a magazine? Is your life a little blurb in the inside of a Hallmark greeting card? Is your life a song? Is your life a poem? Is your life a classified ad in the Mercury News? Your life is your life is your life is your life with a bunch of fucking shit, morals and values and all this fucking crap. Man, oh man, it's the imagination that drives us to fucking blowing our brains out, man. It's that same imagination that allows us to shoot a hot liquid cum all over our bellies in an orgasm. The imagination is all that it is. We're an imagination which is able to express itself in a number of ways. And we inhabit these fucking shells called bodies. The imagination's inside of our body, and yet our imagination isn't something that they can cut out with a knife, you know, in surgery. You can't locate it. You can't locate the imagination inside the brain. Oh, sure, they can say, well, this is where it's located, but they're full of shit. They don't know. It's their imagination that's telling them where the imagination lies in the brain, huh? Oh, man. Death is absolutely has to be the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful part of life. Since it is included with life, without life, you couldn't have death. So, what do you say we do a mass suicide, huh? Just a few of us, and we'll go down in a real big blaze of glory. And it'll be in the next day's newspaper, and the next day it'll be about a couple pages behind the front page, and after that it'll be dropped off the face of the earth, and nobody will ever think about us again. Big deal!
A major cow everybody had when that song came out back in the early 80s. It sounds kind of tame by today's standards, actually. Relax when Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Everything I wanted. Then I got into reggae, and I almost lost it all. It's a lie that reggae is not addictive. I didn't choose to be an addict. Quitting reggae was the only thing I couldn't do by myself. I'll be a recovering addict day by day for the rest of my life.
I sat in my apartment and turned on the gas. I was crazy from reggae. I couldn't live without it. That wasn't me. It was somebody else. When I saw reggae was more important than me, I woke up. Now I'm slapping myself with reality to stay strong. I'll be struggling for the rest of my life. Anyone tells you reggae is not addictive, they lie.
Reggae, the big lie.
Well, I've got to say that outgoing wins a prize for being the best one I have heard. This is Shannon from Box 3332, but let me tell you something. It's easier to find me at Box 1110. And tell me what your name is, because I have come up with a list of all the box numbers, the new box list. I've been on the boxes for a couple of years now. But because call Box Sunday. And so I was just wondering what your box name is. Okay, tired. Okay, all right, thank you. I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
I ask you, though, dude, okay, you know, that's neat. I like that. Did you produce that yourself, or is that from a record or a tape, your outgoing? But no, really. Now, you look at you listen to those voices, okay? Obviously, those voices, you know, are obviously dubbed and blah, blah, blah. But listen to those people talk about their drugs, and listen how they don't accept responsibility for themselves. They don't accept it, man. They don't accept it in wholly. Because they're saying that wasn't me. That was a different person that wanted all that drugs and stuff. That's bullshit. It was still them. The same person that they're right now saying that shit, you know? I mean, and the dude says, I didn't choose to be an addict. Well, you fucking A, you chose to be an addict. Who? Somebody else chose for you? What? Are you claiming ignorance? Well, yeah, obviously you were ignorant. But ignorance isn't excusable as far as you're concerned. And so they say that I'm going to have to be a recovering addict for the rest of my life, day by day. They're going to have to fight. I mean, I think that's a, what do you think, Joe? You think that's a hell of a way to live? Fight and fight every day of your life, holding back from getting high, holding back from what you want to do. Yes, that's, oh, I say yes, that's a groovy way to live. What the fuck? God. Now, see, that's the product of an illusion. That's the product of people that are caught up in the illusion, tripping on that stuff. I mean, yeah, it's widespread, dude, big time, but it's not a conspiracy or anything. That's just the way things are. Just quite a few of us are starting to catch on, you know, and catching on knowing that, hey, it's all on the inside, man. It's all in the old noggin, you know, but we are responsible for everything, and everything is perfect because we are responsible for everything that happens to us. We choose to be at a certain place at a certain time. Hey, you know, if we're ignorant, that's all well. Shame on me once or hit me twice or whatever the old saying is. Anyways, what's the fish saying? Please let me know.
Well, how stupid. You tape the Sledgehammer episode, he borrows the tape of the Sledgehammer episode, he copies an audio copy of the Sledgehammer episode, he plays the audio copy back into your box, and you say, where did that come from? Oh, you guys take a Sledgehammer up the nose.
End of message.
Dude, what's up? That's a cool message. I approve. Hey, dude, it's cool. I dig it. Like, I'm into reggae. I do reggae. But I don't have a problem with doing reggae. I mean, I do reggae socially, so it's, like, no problem with me. By the way, you know where I can get any reggae? I've been looking for some. Anyway, just calling to say, later.
Thank you for calling. 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 Nothing recorded. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Nothing recorded. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Nothing recorded. Thank you for calling.
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 Nothing recorded.
Thank you.
Before next fall, you're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight. And watch out with that other crowd you're running with. Don't think I haven't noticed. Before next fall, you're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight. And watch out with that other crowd you're running with. Don't think I haven't noticed. Before next fall, you're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight. And watch out with that other crowd you're running with. Don't think I haven't noticed. Before next fall, you're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight. And watch out with that other crowd you're running with. Don't think I haven't noticed.
If you obey me, you will survive. 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 If you obey me, you will survive.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. What we've got here is failure to communicate. What we've got here is failure to communicate. What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Running with, don't think I haven't noticed.
What the hell here? You know, I just rented this thing called Sledgehammer. If this is law enforcement, God help us all. Hammered, the best of Sledge. 4 episodes. All shook up, witless, wild about Hammer, under the gun. You probably have all those. But, yeah, that stuff on my outgoing, that Sledgehammer, is from you playing it in my box a long time ago. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I'm going to watch this Sledgehammer tape tonight and maybe finally I'll get to see what was so funny to you way back when, because I never watched it because I work nights, you know. Anyway, this is ridiculous, fucking Tracy Ullman. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to give the dog a bath first, later.
End of message. Message discarded.
Yesterday we were talking about AM radio and the fact that no one listens to AM anymore, and after all, that's how the whole thing got started, you know, back in the 20s. So I had to play you this comment from a particularly hideous caller.
Yeah, buddy, I just dialed my the wrong number, and I think you're a freak. Dude, who cares about AM radio if it's hacking you off and makes your blood boil? Fuck off and die.
What I hope happens is that I hope this caller and his family become involved in a flaming car accident, but by some miracle, he is thrown free of the car. But then his family is trapped, and he must listen to their tortured screams as their bodies slowly burn. And each night thereafter, he must listen to the echoes of their tormented screams in nightmares. The bastard. Now on to something else. Today's poll question. You know, it's come to my attention that I know all of you callers on more or less of a, well, kind of a superficial level, but I'd like to find out more about you. I think one way, and I think everybody would think it was interesting, that everyone in their lives experience significant events that shape the way we think, that shape the way we feel, that shape the way we see things. What I'd like to know from you is, what moment or event has had the most profound effect on your life? What single event or moment in your life has had the most significance? It could be serious, it could be funny, but let me know what you think. I think we're going to get just a whole slew of different kinds of answers, and I would appreciate perhaps if you would give it some thought. Call back if you like. Call back anytime, and the answers will begin airing on Thursday evening just after 10 p.m. So thanks very much for calling.
Hawkeye, this is Jerry. Give me a call when you get a chance. My number is 96755. Give me a call. I need to talk to you ASAP. Bye. We gone.
I proudly introduce my new fragrance, Cher, capturing the essence, the playfulness, the coy ambition of a used condom dropped on the floor of a 76 Trans Am. Hey.
End of message.
Hello, this is Psycho Jack from 2143. All right, I called your box last night, I believe, sometime. And anyway, I'm just wondering if you called me today talking about the Joker, because you're the only person I've never heard from this voice before, and I'm just kind of confused. They didn't leave a number, and so I'm just wondering. Yeah, a little confused. And, you know, it's probably not you. I don't know. I do not know. And so I'm just wondering, because you had this Batman stuff on your outgoing, and this guy was talking about the Joker. Gosh, Psycho Jack is confused. Color me confused. All right, well, anyway.
12:59 p.m.
Hey, Bonehead, this is Renee. Call me at home when you get this message, weenie. How come you're not going? Talk to me. You're a jerk. See ya.
End of message.
At about 5:15, we head back to Petaluma, and I'm driving now. And in San Rafael, I'm going through San Rafael, and I'm doing 80 miles an hour in this thing. And the lights come on behind me, and the cop pulls me over, and I feel pull out my license, you know, completely reconcile the fact that I'm going to get a ticket. It's going to cost me a lot of money. And the cop comes up, asks for my license, and, you know, and he says, you know how fast you were going? I said, about 80. He said, yeah, that's right. And then he goes, well, why are you in such a rush? And he said, well, we got to get to Hamplin Air Force Base really fast. You know, we're already late. And he goes, oh, are you guys in the service? Yeah, 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 we're in the Army Reserve. And he goes, well, just be careful pulling back on the freeway. And he fucking took off. Man, I couldn't believe it. That's the first time I've ever been let out of a ticket. And that would have cost me a few bucks because I, you know, I have a few tickets.
Schmengi, schmengi, schmengi.
Krangmatingango, Harikishananga Halaman in the Maka. Here are Ruski Mada, Horski Doski, and Likabata. You can name him, leave a number, and yakin a message. Taki Taki Waki Waki, and Shinga Makando.
Bye bye.
Gurkamando.
Kelly, this is Deb. You have a very, very interesting message on your machine. If I didn't know your voice, I wouldn't know it was you. I'm just calling to see how you're doing. I miss you. I'm sending you a picture of me. Finally, I've taken some. I'm not sure of your address, so if you don't get it within a week, then I'll send it to the wrong address. I'll call you back later, okay? Bye.
End of message.
You know, if you called this number last night, we were telling how you could mail a letter for free, you know, having a little fun. Anyway, somebody saw fit to turn us in to the postal authorities because I received a message on this box, and they said to change this message immediately. Otherwise, I would have to forego prosecution to the fullest extent. And, you know, we were having a little fun. I didn't appreciate it. I guess whoever did that thought they were performing a civic duty of some kind, but obviously it took us too seriously, and I didn't appreciate it at all. Especially during the holiday season. So to that person, whoever it was that turned me in, I hope and pray that you perish in a flaming car wreck on Christmas Day. Now, moving on to more pleasant things. You know, I tell you, I think Armageddon is upon us. I think the end of the world has to be near. Look what's going on. As we speak right now, there are 6 inches of snow in San Luis Obispo. That's never before been heard of. The earthquake in Armenia. The winds, the incredible winds that rocked the Bay Area, both last night and this morning. I think the Lord is not too happy with what's going on down here. He's ticked. He's trying to tell us something. So what we're going to do, we're going to do a poll question, and of course, your responses will be featured all weekend long on this number. The end of the world is going to happen in 24 hours. What are you going to do? How will you occupy those last 24 hours on this planet? Leave a detailed message, and of course, your response will be featured on this number and other subsequent numbers to be given tomorrow night. It'll be a 2 or 3 part recording. So thanks very much, and thanks for calling.
Revelation 18. After this I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. With a mighty voice he shouted, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit, a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her. And the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries." Then I heard another voice from heaven say, "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues, for her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Mix her a double portion from her own cup. Give her as much torture and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself. In her heart she boasts, 'I sit as a queen, I am not a widow, and I will never mourn.' Therefore, in one day her plagues will overtake her: death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her. When the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her and shared her luxury see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her. Terrified at her torment, they will stand far off and cry, 'Woe, woe, O great city, O Babylon, city of power, in 1 hour your doom has come. The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones, and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet cloth. Every sort of citron wood, and articles of every kind made of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron, and marble. cargoes of cinnamon and spice, of incense, myrrh and frankincense, of wine and olive oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages, and bodies and souls of men. They will say, the fruit you longed for is gone from you. All your riches and splendor have vanished, never to be recovered. The merchants who sold these things and gained their wealth from her will stand far off, terrified at her torment. They will weep and mourn and cry out, woe, woe, O great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. In 1 hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruin. Every sea captain and all who travel by ship, the sailors and all who earn their living from the sea will stand far off. When they see the smoke of her burning, they will exclaim, was there ever a city like this great city? They will throw dust on their heads and with weeping and mourning cry out, woe, woe, O great city, where all who had ships on the sea became rich through her wealth. In 1 hour she has been brought to ruin. Rejoice over her, O heaven. Rejoice, saints and apostles and prophets. God has judged her for the way she treated you. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large millstone and threw it into the sea and said, with such violence, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again. The music of harpists and musicians, flute players and trumpeters will never be heard in you again. No workman of any trade will ever be found in you again. The sound of a millstone will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were the world's great men. By your magic spell, all the nations were led astray. In her was found the blood of prophets and of the saints, and of all who have been killed on the earth.
4:42 p.m.
And diamonds are forever.
Plainly and flagrantly.
I'm Dennis E. Reckness, and if you want to win $100, be the 10th caller at 575. Kill me that can answer this question. Who is Jeff Blazy's secret lover?
Okay, let's go to the phone.
Hi, can you tell me who Jeff Blazy's secret lover is?
Is it Hawkeye?
That's right, he was nicknamed Hawkeye.
It's just the same old shit. I'm just dicking around. Hey, what are you doing next Saturday? I've been thinking about maybe having broken toilet 89. You're probably working. But hey, you gotta get off sometime.
End of message.
Hey, I know that song, Dad. Hello, my world. Hello, my world, Dan. Hey, Nam, come over here. Let me hold you close.
Okay, close.
Hey, Nam. Hey, Nam, what are you doing there? Hey, Nam. Nam, what am I...
Again, can you give me a call at home before you start work tonight? Thank you. We gone.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 26 of Midnight Voice Jail, entitled Coping Mechanism. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network and can be heard Wednesday nights from midnight to 12:30 on Club Manic Consciousness, right here on KFJC 89.7 FM. You can visit us on the web at www.geocities.com/voicejail. Thanks to Angel D. Monique and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.